Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's a Saturday morning. That means it's time for our Insights into Insurance program on Cape 1450 and streaming online as well at myalbertlee.com. Mike White is your host, along with the one, the only, Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Mike. And boy, the listeners are probably saying, thank God that's the only one.
Yeah, they threw away the mold after.
Yeah, they did. Thank God they did, huh?
Yeah, I think they threw my mold away, too. Let's talk both of us kind of are losing our hair and getting a little bit grayer, Tom. Our topic today is going to be kind of the aging in the place. And this is an opportunity for folks to maybe think before you actually react to some of the things maybe going around your house. And with Americana Insurance, you work with a wide range of people, from farmers to just young couples that just got married. But we're talking here about the aging place, and it doesn't have to be someone that has gray hair and has a handicap in their home. This is something that needs to be thought about before maybe some construction is being done.
Absolutely. And so the reason why we're talking about this today is I just thought it was a neat topic. I came across this topic, and I'm like, aging in place. We work with a lot of people regarding their long-term care needs, and we also implement their estate planning and farm succession, business succession planning. Well, one thing that we don't talk too much about, because, and the thing is, we should probably be doing it more, is one of these items is people don't think of the accessibility of their home. Okay. A recent survey by Chubb, which is an insurance company, huge insurance company, that 72% of homeowners want to continue living in their home as they age. And so that's where the term called aging in place. So, and this topic kind of hits home with me, as you know, I just had a father that just passed away. He was 94 years old, almost 95. And he stayed in his home right up close to the day of his passing, other than the last month and a half or so. So truthfully, people our age, Mike, should be thinking about this.
I know when I bought my home, people kind of gave me a hard time because I looked for a home that, yes, I wanted a double garage, and yes, I wanted some other amenities. But one of the main things I really looked at in buying my home was if everything was on the main floor. And that includes a lot of people don't think about is walking down the stairs to the washer or to the dryer to wash the clothes. I guess I looked at it as I wanted something that was all on the first floor. I have a basement that's completely finished in my office downstairs, but I can literally live in my home as long as I'm healthy because I have everything on the main floor.
Yeah, and that's a great thing to do. Most people don't think that far forward. I think when you bought your house, you're somewhere in your early 50s, right?
Yep.
And truthfully, those next 20-25 years are going to go really fast. And I'm not saying that you're going to die in 20-25 years. I'm just saying you're going to get to that point where as we age, the accessibility limitations associated with aging set in. I mean, it's just a fact. And as we are in our 50s now, and we've had parents that, well, I've had two parents now that pass away, and then you got parents, and what we see a lot of times is the accessibility, and not saying like your parents are they're doing great, you know what I'm saying, but it is a fact that they are going to have limitations coming up in their life.
And that's very, very true. You know, one of the things that my folks I always look at is safety concerns.
Right.
As they get a little bit older, you know, they may say, well, I want to do this in the home, or I want to put this in the home, or I want to do this in the home. I'm not saying that you have to cut back on construction, because we never want to say that, but you really have to look at making accessibility renovations to prepare for tomorrow and the years to come.
Absolutely. And that's just good planning, so that you are helping yourself stay in your home, okay? I think we all want to say we want to stay in our home as long as we can. And that's the way my dad was. And boy, you weren't going to change his mind, okay?
That's right.
But now at a certain age, the people need to start thinking about, okay, those items. And so just think, 10,000 baby boomers will turn 65 every day for the next 11 years, according to the Pew Research Center. So it's important that you familiarize yourself with accessible design. So what does that mean? It means also that you might not have availability to go somewhere else too much. Who knows what the
funds may not be available.
The funds might not be available. The places might not be available. You just don't know. So homeowners need to look at making accessibility renovations today to prepare for tomorrow. A majority, 82% of homeowners, say they would need to make renovations to their home to comfortably age in place. That's, again, is a recent study from Chubb Insurance. While these renovations range in size and scope, they are all necessary to ensure accessible design. Here are four key areas to focus on, unless we need to take a break.
No, let's go through those four. Obviously, the first one is access and egress.
Yeah, so from the moment a person pulls into their driveway, they need to be able to get around. The slope or grade from their driveway to the front door should be level, and the level to the front door should not be more than a half an inch from the floor. If there are stairs leading to the front door, consider installing a ramp or a lift. Once inside, all doorways should be at least 32 inches wide. Okay, obviously you know why. Wheelchair
accessible.
Accessible, yep. Interior design. When renovating for accessibility, use hard surface flooring. So really, you and I, right now, if we were to do new flooring and we put carpet in, it's probably not a really good idea.
No. Get rid of the carpet, get rid of those throw rugs.
And throw rugs are a no-no. Furniture should also be arranged to allow maximum turning space and circulation. When picking closets and cabinetry, opt for the sliding or pocket doors that are easier to open. Finally, choose hardware, faucets, and appliances that can be operated with one hand or limited hand function. Pass on anything that requires pinching or turning to open.
And a lot of these may sound simple things, but we're trying to keep you aware of that, yes, you want to live in your home as long as you can. And we're not saying you have to go out and spend all this money on getting these things, but if you are thinking of doing some type of remodeling in your home, these are things you should keep in mind.
Right, Mike. And I got some things that we need to do at our house. So when we bathroom renovations, things like that. So when we do that, we can't only just think about, oh, this looks really nice or this looks nice. So example, bathroom. The bathroom deserves a category for itself, both because it is a commonly used area of the home and often presents the most challenges, safety challenges. Start by installing grab bars around the toilet, as well as a toilet riser or raised height seat. Now, again, I don't think you or I need a toilet riser right now, but that's something that you can think about in the future. Okay. For the shower, now these are things, now if you're doing renovations, grab bars can help. Can also be a good idea to install permanent or a portable bench. That's, again, you can do that if you're renovating your bathroom. Maybe put in a bench into your shower right now in that. So,
and there are companies out there that if you have a bathtub right now and you enjoy taking a bath, nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
But they can renovate it so that maybe there's a small door that would open on the bath and just
absolutely,
walk in.
Absolutely. So, and I'll admit, okay, my father had some of these limitations, okay? He had a bathtub with a shower, and we were totally scared of what could happen to him with that. So we had to, had to help him,
And then, of course, if you are looking at some electrical outlets, and this could be for someone that's looking at buying a home, too.
We'll right.
Just leave that
absolutely
open. Electrical outlets are always a key.
Yeah, and they should be relocated to ensure that they are within reach and don't require bending to access. to access, I should say, in the event that the medical equipment is necessary down the line. Adding outlets to the bedroom during a renovation can be a good idea. You never know, you might be in a bed and need some medical equipment. Again, there is a lot of people that can do their long-term care in their home now if they have the right situation, okay? So that's something to look at.
We're talking about aging in place with Tom Sorensen, Americana Insurance. Tom, let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about, okay, you've done these renovations, what may be my next step to do?
Right.
So we'll talk about that when we come back from our break with our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
This is Renee Uhlenhop from Americana Insurance Group in Albert Lea and Wells. We are offering our 15th annual fire extinguisher refill event. Any of our clients that have policies can get a 25% discount on their fire extinguisher refills, or for some that qualify, free refills. Please go to our website at AmericanaInsurance.com and find out more details, or call our office at 507-377-2000.
Americana Insurance. We're the A-Team.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE. Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. Mike White is your host. Tom, we're talking about aging in place. And one thing we talked about, the four things that maybe you should look at, is the access, egress, interior design, bathroom, electronic outlets. But also, maybe there's some other focus that folks should take in mind.
Well, think of your passion, okay? If it's gardening outside, or maybe it's in the kitchen making pies or baked goods or whatever, jams and jellies, look at your passion and what you want to do to continue your quality of life later on in life, and look at how you can make it so that it's safer for you to do those items, okay? Again, these are all things that you want to make your quality of life better as you age.
We've talked about doing the renovations, but the next step is, I would say, first thing you need to do is get a hold of your insurance agent.
Right. You know, some changes are relatively low cost, such as installation of grab bars could be as little as $200. But larger renovations, such as, you know, like if you put an exterior ramp to improve access to your home, that could be like a $5,000 or more cost to doing that. And while people are adding walk-in showers to the bathroom, can run up to $6,000. So if you do any of these items, please contact your agent so we can work up a new replacement cost estimator to make sure that we have your house insured at the right level.
Right, and a lot of folks don't realize that they should contact their insurance agent when they're doing something on these homes, and then,
absolutely,
God forbid, something happens, and they're saying, well, when did you do this? Oh, we did this right 4, 5, 6 years ago, and now all of a sudden you're going to be underinsured versus being insured properly.
We've had people that have actually did additions to their house and not told us, so, yeah. The other thing, Mike, I want to tell our listeners, don't be one of those people. Don't ever think that you won't be one of these that the needs, these changes will be needed for the renovations, for the health. Don't think that, oh, I'm going to be healthy all my life. And not, yep. Well, I can tell you, my dad was about the healthiest person you could think of. And it all of a sudden life slows down, and there is issues and concerns at home. Don't wait for your kids to pay for these renovations. This is your responsibility. They already have their own responsibilities and families to take care of. So take care of it now and get it ready for them and for yourself.
And we said at the beginning, when I bought my house, I wanted everything on the main floor. And I found, it took me some time, but I did find a home that everything I have on the main floor. As you said, Tom, with your father, you know, once they get to a certain age, they get a little bit on the stubborn side, a little on the ornery
maybe
side.
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
And so now would be the time to talk with your parents, of their elderly, that say, you know what, you want to do this renovation, you want to put in, you don't like taking baths anymore, you only want to take a shower. Well, take a look at maybe that walk-in shower and help your folks. They helped you throughout your entire life. Now it's time for the kids to kind of step up and don't wait for the money, if there's money available, until it's long gone. Because you can't take it with you, and this is very key.
Yeah, at least have that conversation and say, hey, Mom and Dad, what do you want to do? Do you guys want to stay in your house? Well, then you better look at doing these renovations. I just listened to a radio show today, and you need to look at these things. Please, I'm no expert in aging, okay? There's a lot more people in town that can be experts in aging. The only thing is I can tell you these things, and these things happen, okay? And the biggest factor for that is we are trying to keep people safe, and that's what America Insurance wants to see.
And keeping those folks as long as they can in their homes, if all possible, because let's be honest, when someone needs to move out of their home, it's life-changing not only for the family involved, it's life-changing for that person as well, because they don't want to be outside their home. They want to be in their home, so making these small additions, corrections now may help you in the future.
Absolutely.
If they need to get a hold of you, Tom, they can do so.
507-377-2000, or they could email me at insights@americainsurance.com, or go to our website at americainsurance.com. Also, I have a website for caregivers from Blue Cross Blue Shield. That's a great resource. If anybody wants to know how to get on that, I can give them that information.
And of course, with americainsurance.com, the program will be on there as well. So you don't feel comfortable talking to your parents, tell them to pull it up on your computer and just let it play.
That's a great idea.
All right. That's Tom. I'm Mike. That'll wrap up this edition of our Insights into Insurance program on KATE 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.